In today's episode, we are unpacking a phrase that so many loving parents have said without hesitation. I just don't want you to have a hard life. And we're going to look at what that phrase might actually be doing inside your relationship. Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester, author, speaker, and advocate for LGBTQ+ youth and the families who love them. This show is for the parent who's holding it together on the outside, while inside your nervous system is bracing for impact. Here, we tell the truth gently. We unlearn what fear has taught us, and we build the kind of internal safety that lets you lead with love instead of panic. You're not broken. You're human. Let's dive in. This episode is for the parent who loves their child deeply, the parent who wants the very best for them, safety, acceptance, a life that feels open and possible, not limited by pain or struggle. So when your child shared something about their identity, maybe that they're gay or trans or questioning, your reaction wasn't rejection. It was fear. Your mind didn't go to who they are. It went to what could happen to them. The bullying, judgment, discrimination, loneliness. And somewhere in that moment you said, I just don't want you to have a hard life. You meant it as love. You meant it as protection. But what your child may have heard was something very different. Might have been during a late night conversation. Maybe they were telling you something they had been holding on to for months, perhaps even longer than that. And you felt it in your body, that tightening in your chest, the rush of images that you didn't ask for. And it didn't happen because you don't love them. It happened because you suddenly saw all the ways the world might hurt them. So you said the most honest thing you could find in that moment. I just want your life to be easier. And something shifted. Maybe the room got quieter. Maybe they nodded. Maybe they changed the subject. Nothing dramatic, nothing loud, but something subtle changed. I've had parents tell me, I thought I was just being honest, only to later find out that their child thought, I just made my mom and dad afraid of me. Today, we are going to gently pull this apart so you can see why fear for your child's future can feel like rejection to them, how statements about their life being hard actually land, and what happens when protection slowly turns into discouragement. It doesn't always sound like that one sentence. Sometimes it sounds like people can be really cruel. The world isn't very accepting. I just don't want you to struggle. When you're talking with your child, you might avoid certain topics. You might worry out loud about relationships. You might ask questions about safety or reactions, about outcomes. And even though every single one of those things comes from love, your child hears something underneath all of it. They hear, my life will be harder because of who I am. And even more quietly, this part of me is a problem to manage. When you say you don't want their life to be hard, they don't hear, the world is hard. They hear, your life is hard because of you. So what begins to happen is that they try to take care of you. They say things to you like, I'll be okay. Not as bad as you think. I have good friends. They try to reassure you. But when they feel that those statements aren't helping you feel better, something starts to shift. They stop sharing the parts of their life that feel joyful. They stop bringing up dating. They stop talking about identity milestones. Not because those things aren't happening, but because they don't want to make you worry. They begin to edit their life around your fear. And eventually, you feel it. The distance. Conversations with them get shorter, more surface level, less alive. You start to realize that some of the biggest parts of who they are happening somewhere else, with other people, without you. And that hurts. Because you don't want to just love your child. You want to know them, to celebrate them, to be part of their life. But when fear becomes the loudest voice in your responses, your child starts protecting you from their joy. Now let's imagine for a moment a few years from now. Your child is busy building a life. They have relationships, community, experiences that matter. And you're hearing about all of these things later, after decisions are made, after milestones have passed. Not because they don't love you, but because they've learned something. Your fear makes those conversations heavier, less safe, less joyful. The place that was meant to feel like home became the place where they had to manage someone else's emotions. Your child doesn't need you to predict their pain. They need you to believe in their capacity. So let's name what's really happening, the root cause. It's not that you love your child too much. It's that fear has gotten louder than your trust, louder than your confidence in them, louder than your belief in their ability to build a full, meaningful life. And when fear leads, your child doesn't just feel concern. They feel like who they are is something fragile, something risky, something that needs to be handled carefully. Fear creates caution. Caution creates hesitation. And hesitation quietly reshapes your relationship. So here's the question I want you to sit with. Are you preparing your child for a difficult world? Or are you unintentionally teaching them that they are the problem? This is all part of the work I do. I help parents unpack the fear that shows up when their child's identity challenges the future they imagined. We talk about the grief, the worry, the uncertainty, and we build something steadier so you can stand beside your child with confidence, not just love them, but trust them. Because when a child feels your confidence, they don't just hear it, they become it. If this episode felt uncomfortably familiar, that's your signal. You're not defined by your fear. That you will shape your relationship by how you respond to it. You don't have to keep guessing your way through this. Let's talk. The link is in the show notes. Choose intentionally. Until next time.